Вот. То есть то, что касается проповеди, Махараджи уже как бы обсудили понимание. То, что касается храма, то есть кто там, то есть какого плана люди должны быть вообще. Ну, в принципе, попроси Махараджи рассказать просто об этом немножко, что бы он хотел, как бы было, как бы ему хотелось.
Сейчас я с Гуру Махарадж. Would you kindly tell us about the ideal temple life? What it should be like collecting donations, what people should stay there, and how temple would be maintained.
Like this. О поддержании храма, то есть о распространении книг, может быть, что-то. У нас это не развито совсем.
Maybe you would tell something about book distribution in the temple, how it should be done.
Actually, I am not involved within this questions because it is depending upon country law. Country after country have different type of law. In India, I can say Brahmachari must beg, go outside, distribute the books and come back and take some clean then prasadam, etc., etc. But here is not possible to beg. What I know about that, I am telling, the begging is restricted. Then begging is not here. Brahmachari's life can give some facility.
Guru Maharaj говорит, я начать с того, что я не вовлечен в дела храма как такового управления. Он говорит, я не знаю местных обстоятельств, я не знаю законов страны. Например, в Индии, он говорит, если бы мне задали этот вопрос, я бы сказал, что брамачари должны идти на улицы, собирать пожертвования, распространять книги, возвращаться в храм. Но он говорит, насколько я знаю, в России это запрещено законом, сбор пожертвований.
In London, you can beg somewhere, that is law permitting.
В Лондоне можно собирать пожертвования на улице, закон это разрешает.
Because London and India, 200 years, they are related.
Потому что Лондон, Англия и Индия связаны несколько столетий.
Some of the Indian tradition, Indian religion, many of London people, they are practicing, and for that, government also cooperating with that people.
Поскольку Индия и Великобритания тесно связаны были на протяжении, по крайней мере, 200 лет, то в Лондоне многие индийские традиции, формы религиозности принимают не только индийцы, которые там живут, но и местные жители, англичане. Британское правительство поддерживает это. По крайней мере, они не настроены против, они сотрудничают.
Then, any religion you will practice, government may not give objection. But for religion, if you collect or beg to others, many country they not will accept it. Even you are a beggar, you must be registered beggar. Yes, I have seen in America beggar standing like king's son and with some violin or something and singing gang, people going on willingly giving one coin or not, that is their desire. But he not will ask anyone to anything. You have seen? You noticed it. This type of style in America. But Brazil, there is another style. Then it is depending upon their devotees' activity. What will be favorable for their practicing life and for their maintenance without breaking the law of our religion, our conception, they will do that, they will follow that. And here I have seen the Jagannath Vallabh, I talked with him many times, and he is qualified, he knows which way will earn for the temple and which way use the manpower for the temple. But he is not pushing so much to anyone. Nature is that, not to push, but willingly what service will come, that is very good. And he will try to maintain some peace in the society, but not flattery doing. If anyone like, that is good. And not to like, he is not quarreling. And affectionate with everyone that I am seeing. Then we can depend upon the decision of him, what will be suitable for our spiritual life. But only this must be there. Everyone's target will be fulfilled, the desire of deity and devotee. Deity is the desire written in scriptures, and devotee's desire, it is following that scriptural advice. As well as I am the leader everywhere and they are following my instructions. Maybe somewhere two devotees cannot cooperate with each other, but not doing disregard the order of their guru. There is unanimously, they unanimously
agree
and following. This is good symptom in our sampradaya, because many born many where. Someone Ukraine, someone
Belarus,
yeah. Someone Moscow, someone Petersburg, and no one is relative, almost no one relative of each other. But they are related spiritually as God brother, God sisters, like that. Among that very tightened
bond.
Bond, connection with each other, it is good. And if this mentality exists with us, that will be more than material relatives. Connection, more than
family.
I very rare, maybe sometimes I am chastising, heavily hammering someone, but he is tolerating everything and submissive as well as before. Then more submissive I am seeing to them. So which way it is possible, only Father can do it. Father cannot do with his sons, but I am doing with them. It is only their heart and
affection
and love and attachment with Krishna consciousness. And through that it is only possible. Guru Maharaj beaten me when I joined after 1 or 2 months.
Really?
He started to beat. Yeah. First beaten me in Mathura. Then beaten like a drum. He is beating me. And I am going more than more close to him. And he is surprised. You are not run away, you are coming close to me. What is this? I told him, you do not know how to beat. If he wants to beat me, take my one hand tightly and another hand you beat. You are not doing it two hand, you are like drum, you are beating me. It is not process of beating. I was like that. I have got beaten all life. I am so experienced. Many cause for affection. Then he beaten not once, many times he beaten me. But I not leave my Guru Maharaj, and he never leave me. I not leave, it is okay, but he never leave, that is a miracle for me. And for that I am suffering, so much suffering by health, for health, but mentally not. Mentally also somewhere. But I cannot leave my service. I can stay somewhere and treat myself today, no stick, head. Tick-tick, leg paining, many things are happening. But I am not, I not care that. I am continuing my seva, remembering that Guru Maharaj's intention, affection, love and desire. For that I am continuing this. The lovely family we have got in Russia, maybe one or two, some different will be. And it is natural, our five finger is not same. And all is not qualified. We are telling Prabhu, we are telling
devotee,
many words we are using. But to be a devotee, not so easy. Then, devotion, this word will work to whom? That we necessary to know. I am dedicated. Dedicated means, I know dedicated means, but if I realize fully I am dedicated or not, if we will say, see, something wrong, we are getting excitement and trying to fight. This is not dedication. Real dedication will be, we must realize and harmonize, try to harmonize the situation. And love, affection and service for Guru Gauranga, from there, one point I cannot come down. That is real dedication. But here I am seeing the devotee is very innocent and simply they want to move and do not want to quarrel with each other. But within that, few devotees must be different opinion will keep. That considerable always. I am tolerating so much, I am considering so much, still I am not leaving anyone. If anyone wants to go out, easily he can go because he is not my inherited person. He come from somewhere and wants to go somewhere. It was in transit station few days with me, stayed, which way I can control him. And I'm not trying also. Because relation with disciple, spiritual relation, not material relation. Then materially, if he wants to control first his mind, and mind will be dedicated to spirituality. Otherwise, control not possible. So many experiences in my life I have got. Then for Russian temple will come this way, it was not my idea. When I put it some
stakes in the land,
and told, this will be area, this will be area, there will be this, this, this. And it was my thinking, it will come out, maybe 10 years will take time. Instead of that, 10 years, it's come within 2 years. And myself also, not was idea that I shall visit more and more this Russia, and still I not went other part of Russia, no doubt. But not was my idea. But Moscow and Petersburg, it's happened already 4 times now. Then all behind some mysterious favorable power working in our favor. And for that we are gloriously growing in Russia. It is Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu's mercy as well as Guru Maharaj. He is our heart and soul. Then there will be some contradiction.
Yes.
There we will.
Controversy.
We will try to manage that within us, discussion within us.
Try to harmonize.
But Brahmachari always will be dedicated. If he is living in the temple, he will follow the temple rules and regulation. And four directives almost try to follow. Four directives. But there is also some limit. You are taking medicine. Someone taking medicine. There may be so many things inside of the medicine. But we are eating that with medicine. We are not saying diastas, one kind of digestive thing. But diastas coming from the stomach of pig. But we are eating that diastas with medicine for digestion. Then we are eating pig also. But it is depending upon situation. But this is not only deep-rooted matter. It is external matter, some external. There is some fault, maybe someone, so we will excuse and we will overlook that. That is very good for mission character. But openly we cannot accept anything. Openly if anyone doing gambling, we cannot accept. No, not to do. Sai Guru Maharaj, I have some money with Sai Guru Maharaj, I kept, and Sai Guru Maharaj wants to use that money for gambling. I told, what is that? You are preaching. No gambling. That is the first condition, and he wants to use my money for gambling. Guru Maharaj not wants to be rich within that idea. Guru Maharaj is a poor Brahmin, he wants to be poor Brahmin without gambling. But what happened, I do not know. That money disappeared. Then what shall I do? I believe him, I can check with him, but disappeared. And must be influence of Madhumathan itself, I am thinking. He is hidingly doing the gambling business. But openly, I must say to Madhumathan, don't do it, don't go that line. But hidingly, if he will do something, what can I do for that? Openly, Sai Guru Maharaj asked me, then I give an answer, no. No gambling. We do not want to be rich men through gambling. But here, I'm seeing it's growing so fast. Which is growing, I not ask anything. Because it is not my jurisdiction. The devotees here, they are doing some business or doing something. But I must tell to the devotee illegally not to do anything. What you are doing must be legal. But strong devotional mood can cross my that order also. But I cannot do anything for that. Because I know devotion have no limit. You do this or do that, don't care for that. Devotion is like this. Then if anyone powerful devotee crossing the devotional rules and regulation, he never will be devotee, I cannot say it. Then I am aloof from this, that matter. Get a student here, you all organize here restaurant and it is growing on nicely. I am happy to hear that. More will be happy if I can see that restaurant again. But I not will ask how much your debit and how much your credit.
And also, her question too, Maharaj, see, like that restaurant, it's separate.
Yeah.
So, so many things separate. But how much can you mix with the temple? Ah. Like in Vrindavan, there's the dispensary, right? But it's a little separate, right? They can go...
It is.
How much can you mix of other things with when you have a mat, a temple? Like if you have restaurant in one place, mat in another place.
That is your sloka, that maphaleshu kadasam.
Yeah.
Karmanye vadhikaraste maphaleshu kadasam. The karmanye vadhikaraste. Service property is your property.
To serve.
To serve, that is your property. Then service which I will earn for this service to Guru Gauranga, that servant knows, and restaurant will be adjusted that way. The income of restaurant, it will be used for the service of Guru Gauranga, King Radha Madhava. And another channel, if we'll open in Moscow, another center,
yeah,
or somewhere, if that center wants to control that restaurant service, etc., they can do that happily. They are not doing themselves for themselves, but they are living necessary with that. Then they will eat, they will sleep, they will do jat karoshi jadasnasi jadasi jat tapasasi. All activity will be included. They are devotional activity. And devotee can do as their country law, to follow, not to break the country law. This I am telling to everyone, everywhere. And brahmachari life in this age of Kali Yuga, especially newly ruling area, to control people, very difficult sometimes. Mind, they habituated from birth, and when getting 14 or 15 years old age, they are doing anything they like. In Germany, in America, in England, they are telling a group of that boy and girl, teenager. They are telling teenager, means they can do anything, punishment not will be for that. It is not law of India, Indian religious group, culture. It is not cultural law for Indian religion. But here I am seeing the Kevala Bhakti. Kevala Bhakti, one of my disciples, American disciple, very nice disciple. Alone going for business, India, Nepal, Madras, collecting some stone, collecting some this, collecting some that. Newly attractive something, and going back to America and doing some business. But very simply, one table, they are sitting in table and selling that, earning money from there. But that card, I am mentioning for this, that girl have got $10,000 once. And he come to me, Maharaj, I have got certainly from my family remuneration or something. This I am donating. He have no money. I am thinking he is a rich girl first. Then later I have seen he is not rich girl. But rich property he is transferring to Guru? No, unhesitatingly doing that. And I was surprised to see the Kevala Bhakti. This one point. And second point is that, yeah, going alone, you cannot conceive it. Yeah, anyone can go alone, one country to other country, staying there, different type of locality. Madras one kind of locality, Bombay another kind of locality, Nepal another kind of locality, Vrindavan another, Delhi another. Different kind of locality, a young girl. He is fearlessly everywhere he is rounding, and I ask her, "You are not fearful?" She told, "No, no fear. You are alone girl and not so strong girl. Some gunda dacoit can do anything wrong with you. That fear also you have not." "No, I am not going that job. I am living within my home and doing some business material collection and doing business." But this Indian culture and philosophy and culture of Western society completely different. We do not know teenager. Teenager, that age I know, say 14 to 18 or 22, that age we have no freedom. We cannot do anything without notice of father, mother. Anything we will do hidingly, if they will get it news, they will heavily beat us or chastise us. This is Indian culture. And here when I heard in London, especially in in America, oh, they are teenager. I am thinking, teenager, what is this? Teen growing in Malaysia, maybe. They are teenager, maybe eating tin.
Tin eater.
They like that, they are character. And what can I say? And father and mother not telling anything. And I am very much surprised too. But now I am not surprised. Now I am experienced guru. Before I was Indian guru. Now I am international guru. Then I know what is what. Even when I heard the Rishabh Dev divorce with his wife, I was extremely surprised. And why? Rishabh Dev is a firm devotee and his wife is too firm devotee. Why they are detached after coming in Krishna consciousness? That without searching I cannot when I feel well. Then I search what is cause. Rishabh told, "I am going to make divorce. Sign." That time I not asked to Rishabh anything. Because I know he is an egoist man. Maybe it is not will harmonize within culture. Then I am wait and see and watching. Then one day, not a direct heart from Kumkum, but Kumkum see given answer to me. Okay, because Rishabh Dev going random and spending random, then sometimes will come when Rishabh Dev will be indebted with bank and this. And that time, Rishabh Dev is my partner and my service will be harmful for that. Our divorce only for that purpose. The Rishabh Dev's activity not will be activated over my service. Yeah. And for that, I make divorce. It is not divorce. We are husband, wife. We are
legally separation
I have taken. Then I have got some relief. Yet they are far devotee. And Prabhupada's disciple, both are Prabhupada's disciples. And both are very gentle, very sober, and very firm devotee. Why firm devotee will do the divorce? I cannot understand. And for that, I cannot wait. Then I have got the answer, and I have got relief. Yes, it is country law. The husband's
property
activity.
Joint property state.
Yes, then Kumkum is more conscious than Rishabhat. And it is not illegal, and it is not unusual. If an intelligent person, he or she must will take care of his property. Like this, many things I have seen, it is an example. Mohan was fully dedicated to me, but when his wife given one note only, little note, be father or be saint. Japani. Jujutsu, then judo karate. Be father or be sent, but not to put your leg in two boat. If you want to be sent, no problem. But you never will see your children.
Again.
You know that.
Yeah,
never you see your children again. Not told, never you will see my face.
Yeah.
Ah, see, very clever lady. And no children affection, Indian blood. Very much affection with children. Not maybe with a wife, but children is... Anyhow, and Mohan crying, but left us from Soken in first flight. Mohan ran out.
First flight out of town.
And this is many experiences I have got in my life. Anyhow, the temple life as India, if you will continue temple life as India, that is good. But which way you will continue that, because you are living in Russia and culture mixed with Russian culture, then necessary to make a harmony within that culture, within two cultures, necessary to make harmony. This is my answer. And here, many qualified Vaishnav is here, I am seeing, who knows the what is what. What will be good, what will be bad. Then they will try to make harmony. And who can play the football? Football going to his own feet. And who cannot play properly football, he is running, not getting ball. Ball going to his feet. Who can play properly football? This is Guru Maharaj's example. Then who can serve. Service will go to him or her like Govindananda. She is always busy with her service. I am seeing another girl.
Football always going to her.
Going to her.
And that other girl, Anandamayi?
Yes.
always.
Always busy, always many. I am seeing they are so busy. They have no time. 9, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock. They are doing job, doing work. Because they can play properly. And this type of devotee is well top of our mission.